And welcome back to Our Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and in honor of Mural Arts Month, this is October, we have the founder of the Restored Spaces and Senior Project Manager for Mural Arts, Sherry Hirsch, and we have from the Artist Collective Basarama, we have Monica Gutierrez and community leader Lisbeth Morales. And welcome, ladies. Thank you for coming in today.
Thanks to you.
And this is going to give us a chance to brush up on our Spanish, as Liz would prefer to answer today, in your first language, Spanish. So let us begin. We're going to start with you, Shara. Could you just quickly give us, in a nutshell, what is Mural Arts Philadelphia? And it's just sort of rebranded from the Mural Arts Project, was it? I'm trying to remember its correct name.
It was the Mural Arts Program, and now we're Mural Arts Philadelphia. And we're the largest public arts organization in the country. And we work to ignite change and transform communities and individuals through working together and making these projects.
It's kind of interesting. And before the show began today, we were talking. Jane Golden was on here, oh my, many, many years ago. And when it was a brand new organization, and it had come from an anti-graffiti program. Can you touch a little bit about the origins of Mural Arts? Because when you talk about spaces, et cetera, and making this a livable city, just a little bit there.
Yeah, so we started out as the Anti-Graffiti Network, and we were on a site in North Broad, very connected to the graffiti writers. And I think, you know, our street art stuff that we do is still very close to that, and our restorative justice program as well.
We don't think about restorative justice when we think about mural arts. I think for most of us, we just consider them to be beautiful pieces of art that grace neighborhoods and cover old walls and ugliness, and also help bring the community together, though, through the collective efforts to put a mural up. So the idea of justice and this, the other things, are not what immediately come to mind.
I think that that's true with all of our projects, is what you see is the mural. But in fact, how the process of how they're created is often around topical issues, behavioral health issues, criminal justice issues. We have an art education department. So the mural is usually the result of a much more interesting process than the mural may show. It may tell that story, but it may not. But it's embedded in how we get to our work.
And now, let's really quick. Monica, you're here from Spain and the Basarama project. And something you just said that I'd forgotten about, how many of these murals tell a story behind a community. But so many seem to be, to me, commemorative rather than commentary. Yet your programs, both of your programs, Basarama and the Restored Spaces, are about transforming a community as part of the mission. Is that correct?
That's right. It is, but it's not only about transforming the community, because the community will also transform ourselves. We always said that even though the community will learn things about us, we also learn a lot about them in each of the projects. And it's more what we kind of define like working together towards like a common objective. That's our way of working. And it's true that Basarama works with art as a way for social transformation, or as a tool for social transformation, because we believe that art is a really, really powerful tool, and it's something everyone could work with because everyone understands it, even though their nationality, their religion, their language, or whatever. Art is a language that everyone speaks.
And let's get back to Shari. What is the Restorative Spaces, the Restored Spaces Project? How did that evolve?
So that came about when Obama was running for president. And the first time since the 1970s, teenagers said that the environment was the most important issue to them. It's actually the second most important. And that that basically inspired us to think about how we could transform spaces with community and at the community's imperatives, like what their interests were. So in Restored Spaces, we work with what community wants us to do, and it's a long-term project. They usually take about 2.5 years because the community defines the space we're going to be in. the dream for this space, and they work on the design and the production of the space. So in restored spaces, we're really addressing people's right to shape their city and to shape themselves through shaping the city.
How does the environment issue play into that? And before the show, we were just chatting, and again, you said sustainability.
Yeah, so our interest is in, it's really comes out of the background of environmental justice, that there's these goods and bads in the environment, and they need to be more equitably shared. So we're working with communities that really need a transformation in the environment, more green space, more climate resiliency. And in this project at Southwark, we're also looking at trash, because the people of South Philadelphia say trash is one of their biggest issues. So in this particular project, by working with Basarama, we're imagining something that has been trash and in the waste stream into something that's beautiful and useful.
We haven't really started talking about the project that brought Monica here today and Lisbeth's community together. Again, I think when most people think of murals and mural art Philadelphia, we think of vertical surfaces, we think of flat surfaces, and we're used to the community getting involved in it, because the community will say, we want to do something. We have a space. They get together, work with you to pick the topic and the design. And many times they actually help in doing this. So this is nothing new for the mural arts program itself, but it's the idea that this is not a flat thing. This is a three-dimensional. You're talking about all angles, all parts of an area that you're touching in this program. Is that correct?
It is. Of course, we are working like in three dimensions, not in only two. But I wanted to point something that Shari already mentioned about the environment and about sustainability. It's true that we don't really use sustainability because we believe that the world has been like a bit perverse during these years, because sustainability help us to not focus in our development model, and it's something that we have to change. But nowadays, that's the challenge. I mean, we need to like have new ways of facing our development model, because we need new solutions for these bigger problems. And environmental problems are one of the most important ones, no? But so we believe that these kind of problems can be tested and prototyped in local communities, because they have a lot of power to change little by little the way our development model has been designed for others rather than ourselves. And that's related and connected with the urban development and the urban shaping, no? Everything has been designed up bottom and not bottom up. So we want to like focus in the bottom up solutions and in the already the solution that people are doing and prototyping in their own neighborhoods. So that's why I think that's super, super important that this really big challenge that we have been tackled from like the local, and we have to learn from that if we want move into a better future for everyone.
Let's back up. We've been talking about Southwark, but we haven't really established restored spaces. Describe the process. How does it happen? And then let's work our way down towards how you began working with the Southwark community, the school there.
So the restored spaces initiative, a few years ago, we did a research and planning project with COSTRA. And they're a collective. They're both from Europe and from Mexico. And they came here and for over a year researched and did grassroots organizing. And they evaluated the pressures in different communities in Philadelphia and felt the pressures were right for restored spaces in South Philadelphia. And the community in South Philadelphia identified the things that were most important to them. The first one being trash. They identified Mifflin Square Park. They identified Southwark because there's very few large green spaces in South Philadelphia. And then the other thing they identified was the corridors, the streets and corridors and vacant lots. So we started first by asking people what they wanted so we could develop a very horizontal collaborative process for creating a project. So it didn't come from a funder. It didn't come from an artist's idea. It came from the community, why we're there. And then we start with a big planning process for, in this case, for Southwark. And we worked with these two practitioners.
Mateo Fernandez Muro, yeah.
And Gamara Markarian. They used a planning process that was all gameplay. So we played games for 6 months. We had a big board game that was a picture of Southwark's property. We played three different games. We did voting. We did visioning. So people developed relationships with each other. We played the games in five languages. So there'd be in one corner, one team would be speaking Spanish, one team would be speaking Burmese, one would be speaking Chinese, Indonesian, English. And people would come up with a consensus, these solutions. And we just kept pulling and pulling and pulling all the information. And that's how we developed the ideas for the project. It came from everyone playing games together. And through that, no matter what a person's background or job or language, it didn't matter. Everyone was equal in the game. And it was a way for people not to be intimidated by each other, not to be silenced, but to be totally involved and to be in a space of creativity and innovation.
So you found commonality in a very diverse population.
It was super fun. Yeah, I would never go to a regular meeting again.
I can imagine. And that's an important point, what Shari mentioned, that working from creativity, as I was pointing, working from art, it's very important because people feel that they are not going to say something that is not appropriate or they are not going to make mistakes because it's more open and it's like for sharing. Not because in most of these like participatory process or with communities, in some of them are designed from like technocracy. You know, they came normally a guy in a suit and sit with you and give you question and answer, like with three answers, and that's it. That's the participatory process that you are gonna have, no? And from our perspective, that's not the way you talk with people. To talk with people, you have to listen to them, you have to sit with them, you have to eat with them and share your food with them, and you have to like feel like everyone is at the same level and that everyone is understanding and listening to each other. And that's, as Shari already said, and we strongly believe it, needs time.
During this month, we always highlight some of the amazing artists and collaborators with the Mural Arts Philadelphia programs. And we get so many international artists. So can we get a little bit of a background on you, Monica, your history, and tell us what Basurama is?
Okay. I'm from Spain, and Basurama is a Spanish collective, an art Spanish collective made out mainly by architects and also like an environmentalist, which is myself in this case. But we have been working in this sense with Basurama for 18 years now, so it's long history. And as our name pointed, Basurama means, basura means trash, and ama means love, and that's because the main material for our art is trash materials, what we usually call local resources, because we believe that trash doesn't exist. Trash is a label you put to something that you don't longer want or there is no longer use for you of that material, but it could be useful for something else or for someone else. So that's our main view and background for trash.
You've worked in many cities, though. So would you like to give us a little laundry list of where all you have been?
We have worked already in 150 cities around the world in the fourth continent. So I won't go into detail because, you know, we will don't stop like listing. But yeah, we have been working all around in several countries and cities in Africa, all over Europe, mainly all South America and Asia. And in the States, we have been like doing few projects, like in New York and Boston, but this is our first big project in the States, so we are really, really happy.
And I do know this is an ongoing project. You've been at it for 2 years, and completion is for 2020.
Yes, Trust for Public Land and the Water Department will be executing the green play space in the back, and we'll continue because we're going to work on the maker space and another mural in the back and do some skill sharing. I want to go back to something Monica said, which is really important to us. For us, working with Bossarama, and particularly in South Philly with Bossarama, is important because the trash we see in the street in Philadelphia, there's a serious effort underway. We have a zero waste and litter director for the city. We have a plan. And that's Nick Esposito, super supportive and involved in this project, as has been capital programs at the School District of Philadelphia, because we all know that we're producing three times as much waste now as we were in the 60s. And we also know that the litter we see in our streets is related to consumerism and not thinking of a society that thinks it's okay to everything is disposable, like our water bottles here.
Mm-hmm.
So this project for us, working with Bossarama, who calls attention to the waste stream and gives us innovative solutions that we can demonstrate in a small project, but it means all those kids. There's 925 children at Southwork. There's wonderful teachers, a wonderful principal, so supportive. It means paying attention to what the project, once it's done, it's still there. All these, we took desks from the waste stream and produced all of the furniture from obsolete desks. So that beauty and innovation and imaginative objects that came to be from Bossarama's expertise and the quality of their work with the community actually points to how we can reconsider everything in the waste stream.
Okay.
And so we're hoping that we all learn from it and we continue to learn from it.
Oh.
Yeah, we are working quite a lot in, like, from the very beginning. We are working in those consumption and production processes, and we want to, like, rethink about them and made other kind of challenge for, like, the trash, because we believe that there is, like, a way to do it. For example, now we are, like, also working with Madrid municipality to, like, reuse the materials that they have storage in their dump sites and reuse it for, like, also public space intervention with the communities. So there are other ways to move forward these zero waste cities and that involve communities all along. So in this case, as Shari said, Bossarama, we have been working a lot in this topic about consumption. And in the case of Southwark, I think it's important to point that we have been reusing the tables of the school, like trash tables or obsolete tables that they already got a storage. So we are giving them a new life. And that's a way also that make education and awareness about the trash and the possibilities of reusing and not consuming, because I don't know in the States, but in Europe, we are moving forward also like a society where you become a citizen through consume. I mean, if you consume, you can be like labeled as a citizen. And if you are moving towards non-consuming, you are getting like aside from like the whole society, no? But we have to, like, to rethink about why we need some things and why we should move forward to like a previous phase, or at least I believe that, where it's more important about sharing, caring, and reusing, not about consuming. Mm-hmm. And I think that we have a lot to learn about Southwark community, because they are more about that. They are more about sharing, and they are more about caring and taking care of the people they live with and the space they live in, because no one is taking care about that, and they like are super engaged with, okay, if nobody takes care about this, I'm going to take care about this because I care about the place where I'm living, and I care about the place where my kids are growing, And I care about the community we are living in.
And we will, of course, get into that right after I say that I'm Laura Lewis, and you're listening to Our Delaware Valley. With me today from Mural Arts Philadelphia, we have the founder of the Restored Spaces and a senior project manager, Shari Hirsch. And we also have from the artist collective Basarama, we have Monica Gutierrez and community leader Lisbeth Morales. And for more information about anything we talked about today, go to muralarts.org. Muralarts.org has links to the Restored Spaces program, as well as information about all of the month's activities for Mural Arts Month, from the apps to the tours, etc., and how you can enjoy and get involved with Mural Arts Philadelphia. That's muralarts.org. We left it off. We were talking about the Southwark community. And so now, Lizeth, we are going to get you involved now and ask, can you tell us about the community of Southwark? Who's living there? Who's involved in this project?
En Southwark está ubicada en lo que es el sur de Filadelfia. Ahí viven lo que son hispanos, chinos, camboreanos, italianos, también americanos, mucha comunidad americana. Prácticamente mi función es poder colaborar con Basurama haciendo lo que es la transformación de un espacio en la escuela que es abierto para lo que es la comunidad, y a mí me encanta eso de poder transformarlo por medio de reciclar la basura, porque así estamos cuidando lo que es el medio ambiente, y también estamos enseñándole a los niños cómo poder transformar la basura en algo grandioso para un buen beneficio.
So the community, well, Elizabeth pointed that Southwark is in the south of Philadelphia, and that is a neighborhood that is mainly with a very diverse population, mainly like people from like Hispanic people or people from Latin America and South America, but also like quite a lot of Chinese people from Myanmar, people from like Italy, people from a lot of also American people living over there. So this is like a wide and diverse community. And at this moment in Southwark, they are working like in the front part of the school. That is like what is going to be like the community part of the school, where like community could like get along and hang out and everything. So she is working together with other mainly moms of the community in that part, like reusing these materials, which she pointed is pretty, pretty important for her, because like reusing materials, making something from them to for the community, allow her to like talk with her kids and explain them about how we should like reuse materials and do something good with them, because we have to face these environmental problems, and it's like giving a good lesson and a good teaching lesson to them.
Mm-hmm. How is the community being involved in this? Is it not just planning? Are you hands-on?
Claro, estoy involucrada porque tengo mis niñas que van a esa escuela. Estoy involucrada por eso. Soy miembro de la escuela, pudiendo ayudar a lo que es Basurama. Y estuve desde un principio cuando se empezó a planear todo, las reuniones, viendo planos, dando opiniones de cómo nos gustaría poder hacer ajustes en sus planos de ellos, haciendo con Manu también videollamadas desde España, porque en la primera temporada él no estuvo, yo recuerdo, y ya ahora para la segunda temporada él pudo venir con Mónica para poder guiarnos con este proyecto.
So she has like two kids in the school, and that's why she get involved in the project. But they have been involved all along, like during more than 1 year, because they start like getting together to plan, to have like the maps of the school, to like place the different things in the different places, to like think about how do they want the things, where do they want the things, what do they want. So they have like discussed a lot. And she also said that this was like pretty funny at the beginning, because as Basurama Manu, that is like another Basurama member of the collective that is also working here in Philadelphia, Manu and myself, we were like in Skype through like the camera, like trying to communicate with the community. And Shari and Mateo and Gamar were over there like playing together. And I remember like, this is like myself speaking, I remember that we were like at the office in Madrid like, okay, what are they doing? You know, they are standing up. We were just like, and now they are like, they are moving all around. They are going outside. And I remember one day you went outside to the yard and you leave like the camera open. And Manu and myself, we were, okay, now we are alone.
So what will be when all is said and done, when the waterworks has been in there, and when the regular mural arts and the murals are finished, what will end up being left behind for the community of South Wark? What does the project look like overall, so we can imagine this? What will we see at the end of these years of working and planning together? This is for all of you. Jump in there, anyone.
Okay, ¿qué es lo que va a quedar? Va a quedar, yo pienso que el trabajo reflejado de muchas madres que van cada mañana para sacar adelante el proyecto, porque no solo soy yo, hay un grupo de madres, tanto hispanas como vietnamíes, americanas, chinas, que están viniendo cada mañana a poner su trabajo, claro, para que esto pueda beneficiar tanto a la comunidad entera como a nuestros niños y las generaciones venideras que vienen.
Liz said something that is pretty nice from my point of view, that is, it's not only about what is over there, the benches or the community places to like plant trees or flowers or whatever. It's about all the work that all these mothers has been doing during like these weeks to build that up. For her, that's the most important thing, and that is what is gonna be over there, the work that they made together. All this also diverse community of different mothers from like Mexico, from Guatemala, from China, from Myanmar, and from the States that have been working together. Mm-hmm. So she says that whenever she is going to see that space, is going to see that. But at the end, it's true that, of course, we are going to have this park or our park that is made out of this, like already pointed, reused tables and reused materials. So there are going to be this kind of big bench and small benches and thick benches with like a big space in between them to like plant different kind of stuff, and also make a greener space over there. That is, it was something that they dream about.
Shari, do you want to bring this home and talk a little bit? What do you see will be the finished use of the area? It will be intergenerational. It'll be greener. It'll be cleaner. What did you set out to do, and what do you see happening at this point?
So, you know, what you just described is partly the front space, and the back space is a green learning environment and playground. And there's like a quiet space, there's a little young children's space, there's a maker space, there's a place to play soccer, there's a place to perform. So I just see our park as a beautiful physical space that has this social space, all this investment from the people who planned it, and the kids helped too. A whole third grade class did participatory design. So our goal is that at the end, it actually belongs to the school and the community, and it strengthens the bonds. We know that that helps children learn and be successful people. And we know that's really good for the city's fabric and for neighborhood fabric to be connected and to not have barriers in spite of language. So we're hoping that it's a real hub of, you know, the place that keeps generating thinking together, being together, sharing together, learning together.
And, of course, this is all around South Wark. The location again?
9th and Mifflin.
And this is the school, and an amazing transformation that is taking place there. And you can follow it, of course, at muralarts.org. If you would like more information about any of the programming that Mural Arts offers, from, again, tours to their educational programs for community groups and for schools, et cetera, it's all there, muralarts.org. And thank you all for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
My guests today from Mural Arts Philadelphia, we have founder of Restored Spaces and senior project manager of Mural Arts, Shari Hirsch. And from the artist collective Basarama, we have Monica Gutierrez and Lizeth Morales, community leader from South Wark itself. And again, ladies, thank you all for coming in. I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Our Delaware Valley.